One thing, Mike, that we talked about in private, I was really impressed by your new vocal mics, the D5, I believe, C5, am I correct?
Yeah, the new AKG Live Sound microphones are phenomenally interesting products, and we've had a number of people comment very favorably that they think that these are really going to garnish a lot of attention out in the world. The new D5 uses AKG's new laminate Verimotion technology, which uses a bonded diaphragm of two dissimilar plastics that has close to zero resonance, and by having this new diaphragm material, delivers a radical new sound that has very crisp, very detailed sound quality, especially in the mid and high frequency range, along with unprecedented gain before feedback. The C5 uses a new version of AKG's classic small diaphragm transducer that's wrapped in 24 karat gold that has beautifully detailed mids and highs, and as well as the superior transient response that people use condenser microphones for.
Yeah, that's great. I was really impressed by these new microphones, and once again, if there's any singers out there that are in a band that are looking for a vocal mic, a live vocal mic that is roadworthy, I'd say, to say the least, right, Mike? I mean,
yeah, these products are the most roadworthy products AKG has ever built. The chassis are very strong. The grill material is especially dent resistant by virtue of its shape, and the bumper, the microphones will easily withstand all the accidents that they're going to encounter for use in live sound and in touring applications. And they're still first-class premium products. They have gold-plated Neutrik XLR output connectors for loss-free signal transfer. They have very low handling noise. And again, the gain before feedback capacity is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, these are really sharp-looking mics, and I was really impressed initially by how heavy they are. I mean, they're definitely not unwieldy, but they feel substantial. They feel like a good quality mic in your hands. And I'm a singer, I got to admit, I can sing a little bit, and I was impressed by the feel of the mic, by the weight of it.
Wait till you get a chance to try these microphones live. I think you'll be very impressed with how great that they make you sound. And again, Lisa, I think that these products are really going to get a lot of attention out in the marketplace. We've had people at basically all different levels that have tried these products, both in the live sound applications, which is what they're designed for, but also for use in studio applications, and in every case, we've gotten huge thumbs up about these products and how good they are.
That's great. That's great. Anything else we want to talk about? I know we mentioned before we pressed record here about the guitar bugs. We have a lot of guitarists out there that listen to podcasts and that are just, what can I say? Guitars are synonymous with American music. And so there's got to be a lot of guitarists out there that have won a wireless solution, because what more could you ask for? A wireless situation on stage. Can you give us any insight about those type of products, Mike?
Well, the AKG Guitar Bug System, which has been around for 4 years now, continues to be a market leader in terms of wireless for guitars, and it has the combination of very impressive results and unbelievable sound quality. One of the things that separates AKG from other good quality wirelesses out in the marketplace is the dynamic range, and basically the AKG captures more of the essence of the sound. It has the dynamic range necessary to capture, the sound of the pick on the strings, all the various nuances of an individual player's notations, and be able to convey that and get that across very accurately without sounding lifeless, compressed, or distorted in any way. And the Guitar Bug's so convenient and easy to use. It has the now famous Flex Jack connector, so that it's completely compatible with either Strat or LP style guitars, any type of hollow body, any of the acoustic guitars with pickups. It goes into all of those very, very well, and it's really only about twice the size of the normal quarter-inch connector on a guitar. So again, it's a very convenient form factor. It goes into an instrument case very, very easily. A lot of people that play in different areas or that tour are also using our WMS 400 system. The 400 system uses a conventional body pack, so you would have a cable that goes from the instrument to the body pack, but the use of that will give user complete wireless mobility. And one of the things that people are finding about the 400 is that the body pack is so small, it's much more convenient to use, and it's a single battery solution. Plus, with 120 dB dynamic range, it has the dynamic range to really capture everything that's going on. Another group of instrument players out there that are using the AKG wireless are bass players. The AKG WMS 400 has frequency response from 35 to 20,000 hertz, so that even five string bass players, when they play the low B string, everything will come across without any distortion. And again, there isn't any other wireless product out there that'll capture that as accurately as the AKG system will.
That's great. A lot of really good information in there.